Well, I think it's that we have the best of both worlds. I think it's two completely different styles, but we absolutely need both of them. They both provide different talents and different skills, so they'll both be used.
How different is this Minnesota defense?
I think there's definitely some slight differences maybe this year than there was in the past, but similar to last year, they're a really athletic group, probably even more athletic than they were last year, and got a lot of guys that can really fly around.
How good can this team be?
I have no idea. We're not into counting victories or looking ahead. Right now we're 2-2 and we start Big Ten play. So obviously this is an important trophy game for us and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
You know, James, I know you don't pay much attention to the public and whatever, but there's been a lot of criticism really towards your head coach since that. Mm-hmm. Can you guys use that as motivation? Or are you aware of it? Or?
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't think that many of us are aware of it. We have a lot of confidence in Coach Ferentz. We have complete confidence. I mean, we all came here basically because of him, and we're going to follow him with whatever he says, and that won't change after one game.
So you say most of the players aren't aware?
Yeah, I don't think people are that aware of it, and I don't think it shakes anybody's confidence in Coach Ferentz.
Does he say anything about it? Does he ever?
No, I think he says it exactly how it was. We didn't play well enough. We didn't coach well enough. They outplayed us and outcoached us.
Last year you had a similar type of loss that was disheartening to Minnesota, and then the following week you were able to go bounce back and beat Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
What is the approach then when you are trying to get yourself into that bounce back kind of mode to get yourself ready for this Saturday?
Well, I think you're just, after a loss like that, especially a close one, you're even on more high alert. So we know we got to hit the ground running today and have a good week of practice because we have a good team coming to Kinnick on Saturday.
What do you personally do? I mean, after, like, what's Sunday for you? Sleep in? Do you want to go back and watch film? What do you do to flush it?
Yeah, I mean, I get here as quick as possible and try to watch it once or twice just to make sure I see everything. And then, I mean, there's no doubt it still hurts. But by the end of Sunday, by Monday morning when I wake up, it's gone. It's on to the next thing and on to Minnesota.
You talked about matchups, trying to get guys one-on-one. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Cotton. I think his first reception at UNI, you ran a double in.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like you're opening up, or maybe not opening up, but using the playbook to get these guys a little bit more into space.
Yeah, and I think that's something that no matter how much people want to talk about how good individual players are, you got to throw the ball where they dictate you to throw it. And usually you're trying to find that one-on-one matchup. And whether that's with Jordan Cotton or Keenan Davis or CJ or Cavante or Bullock or Weissman, you want to find the one-on-one and try to exploit that.
Does that get lost sometimes, maybe amongst the fans? I mean, you're not running individual plays. You're running a series that are trying to set up something else two, three snaps later. Right?
Yeah, and it's all part of a sequence, and there's so many different things that go into determining where the ball goes and what play you call. But you want to try to get as many positive plays as possible, and usually in the throwing game, that means finding the one-on-ones.
What time do you get here Sunday? You know, typical Sunday, what time do you get here?
Well, Sunday, it's a little later day for us. I usually get here at 11 or 11:30 and try to just get stretched out and watch the film. Then I usually go grab some lunch, then watch it again, and then we're in team meeting. So.
What about your Saturday night? I mean, what was that like? How much did you sleep?
Yeah, it was obviously a tough thing to swallow, and I mean, it's just one of those things where you don't really want to do anything.
Can you get it off your mind? I mean, is there anything else to think of?
I mean, no. You replay all 57 offensive snaps and think, how could we have scored here? How could we have converted this and converted that? And when it's that close, you look at every detail, and it comes down to just a couple of those plays. Being able to execute can change the game.
You mentioned how there's some Sundays where you just want to get here right away. Been a Saturday night like that for you where like you find yourself coming in even earlier than you anticipated?
Well, yeah, I think just in general after losses, I think you really want to see the film. Mm-hmm. And make sure that what you thought you saw on the field and on the sideline is what actually happened. And that's the one thing, is that not knowing of could we have converted that third down, where exactly was that route run, where was the ball, who tackled me, all that stuff you want to see.